On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Goucher College has a new president, and I'm here today with him in his office on the school's Towson campus. Jose Antonio Boehm became Goucher's 11th president last July. He comes to Maryland from Texas, where he was the dean of the Meadows School of the Arts at Southern Methodist University. His career began at Stanford University. He's also held positions at the University of Southampton, England, Georgetown University in Washington, and Miami University. He holds an undergraduate degree in chemistry, master's degrees in both music composition and the humanities, and a PhD in musicology and the humanities. He's an accomplished pianist and composer who's performed all over the world with some of the biggest names in music. A symphony that he composed in 1985 was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, and his book, Teaching Naked, How Moving Technology Out of Your College Classroom Will Improve Student Learning, won a couple of prestigious awards. Jose Antonio Boehm, welcome to Goucher, and welcome to Maryland, and welcome to Maryland Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've been on the job about 4 months.
3 months.
3 months. And you've already done some things that have shaken some things up around here. Full disclosure, I was on the faculty here at Goucher for 31 years. This is my first fall in which I'm not back in the classroom. And there are already a couple of things that folks have noticed that are different than when I was around. One of them is that you're going to be beginning to accept applications on video from students applying to the school. Tell us about that and whether or not that's kind of an exemplar of your education. Educational philosophy.
Oh, I don't know if that's an exemplar. It's an option for students. So we started discussions when I got here. I was learning about the campus. Goucher's a very diverse, inclusive place. We make all of our students sign the community principles when they arrive. The first of which is inclusion. The second is social justice. And so we asked the question: well, are there things that we could do that would bring those ideals to everything we do, including the admissions process? So we have lots of research, Carolyn Hawksby's research at Stanford University, that there are 30 to 40,000 students a year, high school seniors, who have the test scores and grades but don't apply to any selective liberal arts college like Goucher College. In fact, many of them don't apply or don't go to college at all, partly because nobody's explained the process to them. They don't know their college material. I had that experience in high school, 650 kids to one high school counselor. He just didn't think any of us were going to go anyplace beyond an open admissions city college. We know there are lots and lots of students out there. There's more talent out there than is being realized. And it's the job of a great college or university to find potential and help it become realized. So we came up with this idea. We had a faculty meeting early on. The faculty were involved in the process of coming up with the rubric on what do we want in these videos, what should we do. So the idea is that you could submit a 2-minute video plus two works of high school work that you're proud of, one of which has to be a writing sample, so we will see how you write. And the 2-minute video is not about production value. There's a rubric on our website. We want it to be transparent. So the faculty came up with a rubric that we were looking for a third content. What do you have to say? Another third is organization and structure. How did you organize your thoughts? And finally, effectiveness. Were you able to communicate what you wanted to communicate? And that's what faculty will review when the applications come in after December 1st. And we'll see. We haven't admitted anybody yet. But I have a suspicion that far from lowering standards or causing a great commotion in the country, we'll see a bit of what happened when schools started going SAT optional, which is now fairly common. Goucher's one of the early schools to adopt SAT optional. But we found it didn't lower academic qualifications. And if it did a little bit, it didn't lower academic performance. If the SAT didn't, in fact, predict who would succeed, what their GPA would be in college. And I suspect we'll actually see an increase in academic credentials of our students coming in with this.
You've thought a lot about the role of technology. There is this changing landscape of higher education. Many people are embracing technology in a way to even replace the bricks and mortar classroom. What role do you see technology playing in the classroom and in an institution like Goucher College?
So technology has changed the landscape in very, very fundamental ways. In some ways, most fundamentally, it's changed our relationship with knowledge. So when I went to college, knowledge was scarce. And if you wanted to find something out, you had to go to this thing called an encyclopedia or a book. And so when you came to college, there was this experience of, wow, there are all of these smart people and labs and libraries and books. I just felt smarter just being on the campus. And no student today will ever have that experience again. Every student now arrives on campus with access to more knowledge on their phone than in any college library. So the world is now knowledge rich. There's actually too much knowledge. It's like that fourth piece of cheesecake. It doesn't really do you any good to have more rich. So the problem now is sorting through all of that content, discernment, critical thinking, analysis, knowing what's a good source on the web and what's not. Those have become much more important skills. And the irony is that's exactly what a traditional bricks and mortar liberal arts education provides. And so in many ways, there's never been a better time to be involved in the liberal arts, because knowledge is being created faster than we can create majors. So the goal is not for me to come up with so many new majors that I'm preparing you for the job in 20 years, because the job you'll have in 20 years probably doesn't yet exist, and it probably will require knowledge. It hasn't yet been discovered. So what we've done here is we've adopted the three R's at Goucher College this fall, which are a new three R's, but they turn out to be the three things that are predictive of academic success and also of happiness. Not something we always get to talk about as a college president. But ultimately, people are happier when their relationships, resilience, and reflection. Those are the three R's. That, you know, people leave college because they're unhappy, they're lonely. Knowledge is mediated through people. Having professors who care about your learning means you learn more. Resilience, failure. Everybody's going to fail. So let's get over it. If you have an attitude that failure is bad and you avoid it, you're going to have a very hard time. So resilience is a critical skill for your future. And finally, reflection. Do you think about how you, when you learn something new, do you integrate it into the things that you already knew? So knowledge isn't just about how much stuff can I pack in. It's about when I learn something new, how does it change what I already know? So there's a fundamental confusion about what it means to be a smart person. People think that you're smart because you know a lot of stuff. And, oh, the professor is smart because he knows more than I do. No, smart people are smart because they know how to change their minds. That's what makes you smart. And that's what a liberal arts college is supposed to teach you, how to change your mind. So technology has affected the context and the world, but it's actually amplified the importance of the core thing that we do.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall here in the office with Jose Antonio Bowen. Goucher College's new president began this summer. He's the 11th person to hold that position here at the Towson campus. Talk about the metrics that you will use in 5 years, 10 years, as your tenure unfolds. What's going to mean that you've been successful here at Goucher? What are the things that are important to you to achieve personally here? In some cases with college presidents, you know, that it's the buildings that they've gotten built, or the recognition that they've received, for academic achievements of their faculty or of their students. What are the things that are important to you personally?
That's a great question. So on the one hand, you can't escape the basics, that fundamentally, in order for me to do my job, I have to recruit students, I have to balance the budget, faculty have to be successful. Again, as a musician, I'm an accompanist. I like making other people sound good. That's part of what I do. I actually like being in the background. So just the basics of keeping all the trains running is the really the first and most important, first do no harm is the first thing I have to do. But I'm really focused on student learning. We're at an interesting point in higher education where there's a big shift. We have all of these rankings that rank institutions by their input, by what comes in the door. It's a little bit like, so going to Harvard is a good thing, and you may get a great education there, and Harvard graduates do well, but most of the work is probably done by the admissions office in recruiting those great people to come and then see what happens. The real test of a college should be, how much potential does it realize? How much does it change its students, right? Am I changing your mind? Am I changing your outlook on life, changing what you're able to do while you're here? So colleges haven't really done a great job of describing what are the changes that we do? What are we preparing you to do? What are the real outcomes of college? And so that's happening right now. We're starting to see new rankings that are based upon outcomes. And so the first thing I'm challenging the faculty to think about are, what are the outcomes that matter for us? What's unique about Goucher? Clearly, critical thinking, clear writing style, the ability to communicate orally. I'm a big fan of data and analysis. I think everybody should be able to deal with numbers and a spreadsheet. I think the jobs of the future will require that. So we're going to come up with that list of special things. But what's new in college is that we haven't always assessed those and thought about, well, how do I know students are really learning those things? And how do I get better at it? Is cultural sensitivity something that's important? How about tolerance for ambiguity? If that's an important quality in our students, do we measure it? And how do we increase our students' tolerance for ambiguity when they graduate? So, my job is to lead the conversation, to frame the problem, not to answer all the questions. But I am certainly in an active dialogue with the faculty on, what are the really big issues? What are the things that we really want our students to do? But that's surely where my focus is what do we want our students to be known for when they graduate from Goucher?
Let me ask you to do something that I don't get to often ask college presidents. Could you play us a tune?
Sure. Let's see. What do you want to hear?
Anything you'd like to play. Jose Antonio Bowen is the new president of Goucher College in Towson. We've got a link to more information about Dr. Bowen and the school on our website. Come to wypr.org/Marilyn Warren. Jose Bowen, thank you so much for your time, and break a leg, as we say in show business, on your tenure as Goucher's president.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
Reporting from Towson for WYPR, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.